This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Hello,
and welcome to Man Talk Radio. It is a lot of crazy things going on over here in the studio. Roy over here pushing buttons and cutting us off and everything.
But it said flip the switch. It didn't say when to flip the switch, so I just flipped the switch.
But it's all good. So Roy, we have a big event coming up.
We do. The Men's Summit. This will be our sixth annual Men's Summit coming up January 24th and 25th. And we're calling all men, if you're on the listening audience, come join us here in 2 weeks at the Men's Summit, Kernersville, North Carolina. It's going to be held at First Christian Church there on 1130 North Main in Kernersville, Friday night and Saturday morning. Friday night starts at 6:30. Saturday, be there, 9 a.m.
And we're going to go to about 3:30 p.m. on Saturday.
We are, and lunch is included for the great, amazing price of $20. And this is with all of our guests are going to be live, too, Will. No, there is no simulcast. We've never done a simulcast. And people say, are you having all these folks live? Yeah, we're having them live.
That's right. We don't do simulcast.
We don't do simulcast.
No.
At least not yet. We haven't done any simulcast.
Well, we're never going to say never.
Never going to say never.
But we're not doing simulcast. Not this time. And on the phone, who do we have, Roy?
Well, I believe it's Pastor Ken Klein from Christ Wesleyan Church out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Are you there with us, Ken?
I'm here, brother.
Good to talk to you. So I sent him a note earlier, and I said, are you ready, Ken? He said, I was born ready.
All right.
How many men say that? I was born ready.
Well, Ken, we certainly appreciate you joining us here on Man Talk Radio, as always.
Oh, wonderful. Glad to hang out with you guys for a while.
Always a pleasure.
And so on this first show, we want to talk about how the summit has impacted men in general. Because, you know, when men come, they come and they expect change, Roy. I mean, they expect when they leave the summit, they expect to be a different man.
Yeah, you're right, Will, and it's interesting that we've got Ken with us today because he's seen it from two different vantage points. He's been a pastor for quite a few years, and for the first few years he didn't attend the summit and due to different things, where he was located and schedules and that sort of thing. And so one year I made it an effort, just a point to really just key in on Ken, said, look, I really love for you to be here, need your insight and guidance. And so he came and brought a few of his guys with him, and you know, as a pastor, but also as a man. So I think he was more touched as a man in that first event. We'll let him share a little bit about that. And then how the impact would roll into being a pastor, which will be part two of our series. This will be part one today talking about the impact to a man. But it does make a difference, Will, and coming for change, looking for change. And then some guys aren't even looking for change, and God affects change during this period.
Yeah, it's all about change. And if you don't change, then you'll remain the same.
Right.
So we're going to start off, and we're gonna ask Ken, as a man, and what have you seen the summit? How have you seen the summit not only change you, but change some of the men that you have been around or that you have brought to the summit in the past?
Okay. Good. Well, first of all, I got it. The first year I came a little bit out of obligation because Roy has a way. Some of us that know Roy know the way.
Yes, he does.
He's very persuasive. And he said, you know, dude, you didn't come last year. You didn't come the year before, but dude, you got to come. And so I, you know, being a friend and a brother, I said, all right, fine. You know, I'm going to come. I'm going to bring some guys. But let me just start out with this. That first year I came, I didn't realize how much I needed those messages. Mm. As a pastor, you're busy you're just busy. You're just going and you're going and you're feeding and you're serving and you're teaching and doing all the things that come with church ministry. And for one condensed morning, I got to just sit and take it in. Mm. I didn't just take in, I've been to 1,000 conferences. I mean, literally, I think maybe 1,000 conferences, but it was different. And it's hard to explain what's different. It's just authentic. It's straight up. It's man talk. It's men. There's no, it was just something that I felt like I was being fed. I was intrigued. And I just was so glad that I had a small group. I probably had 7 or 8 men with me that morning, that I'm glad that they were there with me. But it really was one of those kind of things where I thought, I think it, as you approach my season that I've approached as a pastor, as a Christian, as a man, I just approached a season that was like, I think I've had enough conferences. I don't know if it's just unteachability.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's, I've been to 400 or 500 of them and I'm just tired.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing I could do is to just go on a vacation and sit and do nothing, look at nothing, read nothing, and just relax. But I found out in the first one that I attended a few years back, I did need the refreshing message of what those guys had to say. And I went away going, wow, different than anything I've been to. And I love the fact that it was easy. I didn't have to go to another state. I didn't have to spend $400, $500, $600, $700, $800 in plane fare and hotel room and all that stuff like that.
Mm, good point.
It was just an amazing time of quality speakers. But it was concentrated. It was trying to drink out of a fire hydrant. It was just an amazing morning. And I knew then, I was hooked. I said, okay, that's it. I get it. I want more of it. And I want to get as many guys as I possibly can from my own community, my family, my son, my church guys, whoever will go. I think this is something that's important. So I got hooked that year.
Mm.
And then it was easy when Roy said, man, I want you to go a little deeper. I want you to speak into it. I want your input. I want you to be on the team. And I can't think of anything that I've had more fun doing outside of my regular role. Been an awesome experience.
Well, it's sure been a blessing to have you, Ken. And I can't tell you, Will, the number of times we've heard similar stories. Ken's is so unique in that, you know, we've known each other for so many years. And mm-hmm. then for him to come in and just be poured into by his words. And I think that's probably the key essence of the whole event is, man, we're inviting you to come be poured into. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Just come and open up your heart and your mind and let God do the rest through mm-hmm. these speakers. And we've got an amazing lineup of speakers, as God always does it every year, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But just an amazing journey that we've been on so far. And we're looking for God to move, and we need revival in men's lives because, as we've all talked about and Ken previously on the show as well, you know, that's the weakest area of the church, which translates into being the weakest area of the community, the house, the home, everything, because they're not in alignment with God.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Roy, that's the thing, too. When you have a man who is coming seeking, you know, he's going to find something here at the summit. Because when about 3 summits ago now, when God had blessed me to be part of the prayer room, I actually had a young man. He came back there. And we were back there. I was back there with the evangelist from our church. And he said, I need prayer because I need deliverance from this.
Mm.
And what he had in his hand was the cell phone.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
He said, I need deliverance from this. And he said, it's affecting my marriage. He said it's affecting my relationships that I have with women because I can't put this down. And what he was doing is, of course, he was using it to view things that were unseemly. And we prayed over him. The young man, he started weeping. Just tears started flowing from his eyes. And we all embraced him and hugged him after the prayer was over. And we said, you know, God have blessed you to be free of this. Because see, in the entire chapter, and I know you know this, Ken, but the entire chapter 6 of Romans talks about that we are freed from sin. And if you are dead to yourself, then you've been freed from sin. Romans 6:7. He who is dead is freed from sin. Mm-hmm. So we are no longer slaves to the cell phone. And this man coming, this brother in Christ, he wanted prayer and he got delivered. And so when we left that room, Roy, we said, this is what it's all about. You know, and we've always said this, and I'm gonna keep on saying it, is that ministry is bigger than any one man or group of men.
Amen.
And when men come together as a unity in Christ, we are a tremendous force to be reckoned with against the enemy. Mm. And we need to be taking the war to Satan instead of us sitting back waiting for him to bring the war to us.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, you make a great point, Will. The cleansing of the mind, as he was trying to do, he was trying to get broken so his heart mm-hmm. and mind could get cleansed from that. You know, in Romans, as you were talking about Romans in 12:1, that's about renewing of the mind. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that many times on this. And I think sometimes, and Ken, you and I have talked about this, oftentimes we overlook that importance in that refreshment of the soul, refreshment of the mind, and getting closer. Basically, the cleanse, if you will. Mm-hmm. And if we're not doing the cleanse daily,
that's right,
then we're certainly continuing to slip, which can translate into slow fade, right? Mm-hmm. If we're not cleansing and renewing our mind, then Satan has the opportunity to make us rationalize all the things that we're doing, which we know and initially are wrong. Then we've convinced ourselves by the time we've gotten further and further away from the Father that those things are right.
Mm-hmm. Because see, when we allow the world to conform us, then we begin to take the shape of what we should have been delivered from,
yeah,
you know, those things of the world. Go ahead.
Hey, that goes right in line. I think I'm really excited this year, Roy. The theme about what biblical manhood looks like,
yeah,
is exactly what Will just said. That has become a gray area in our culture, mm-hmm. especially in our American culture. And I think this couldn't be a better time to say, well, what did God say, what biblical man did look like?
Right. That's a great point, Ken. Ken, we got to take a quick break. Hang on there, sir. We'll be back with you in just a moment. Question is, what does biblical manhood look like? And that's what this seminar is about coming up in January, Restoring Biblical Manhood. We invite you to join us. We'll be back in just a few moments.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
So welcome back to the program. Ken, we want to pick back up with what you were just talking about. So, Ken, if you can pick your thought process back up, we were just chatting through, we would sure like to pick back up on that piece.
Yep. I just I think it's become a gray area of what the man's role is, both in the church, both in the home. And so to be able to have a focused morning, with the good quality speakers we have that are going to speak into that, I couldn't think of a better thing for this year. So, hey, I got a question. Not a question. I got a thought, Roy.
Sure.
Will,
yeah.
While I'm on the phone with you guys,
mm-hmm.
I thought about writing a book. I'll probably never write it, but I have been thinking about it for a long time. It would be entitled 101 Reasons Why Not to Go to the Mountaintop.
Mm.
I have, over the course of 26 years, it's so hard to get guys to understand how important it is to go to the mountain. We call it the summit for a reason. It is a mountaintop experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just because there's good worship, quality speakers, and it's well programmed. It's an experience with God, and it changes lives.
Mm-hmm.
There's absolutely no doubt about it. I have fought so many times, not fought literally, but fought my mind, all the times I hear guys say, that's the week I got to aerate, or that's the week I got to do the gutters. So I could literally write a book on what it was interesting to me, because before the show came on tonight, I thought, when Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him to the top, to the summit, and he was transformed in all of his glory, I really do wonder how many times, you know, we would miss seeing Jesus in his glory because of all of our things. Well, I got an issue. I got something I really got to do. I'm really stressed at work. I just feel like we've got to make every effort to get. I'm so glad that those three guys didn't come up with an excuse.
Amen.
Hey, Jesus, you know, I twisted my ankle last week. It's just a little sore, a little swollen.
Can't climb.
They would have missed something so amazing that, you know, Jesus was transformed into the God that he really was. And I feel like I hope that guys that are listening will understand my heart when I say I hope they won't miss the chance to see God in his glory and experience God in his glory that Saturday. In that Friday night, because that's what's happening. And Will, you gave that testimony about that young guy that approached you 2 years ago at the summit during Saturday morning. On two occasions, I had two different ministerial leaders, a pastor of a church in the Triad area, came to me and asked me for prayer because of his addiction to pornography. That was a breakthrough moment for that guy, and I have been able to follow up with him and talk to him since. But this is the kind of thing that's happening. So I'm excited. I just can't emphasize enough. But I love the back to the biblical part of it, Roy, the biblical alignment. God has given us a lot of great instruction as men, and I just feel like this is a great opportunity for us to come just get a glimpse of that. For him to say, hey, guys, this is how it's supposed to be done. This is how you lead your family. This is how you show up at church. This is how you show up in your community. This is how you show up in your workplace. This is how you do it. And it's there's some great stuff. I know we're going to get, just looking at the lineup, I know we're going to get some great food from those guys.
Amen.
This time.
You know, Ken, you make a great, great point right there. It's we are often worried about what's in it for me. The Wiffen principles. Mm-hmm. I had an instructor years ago saying the Wiffen. This is a Wiffen we need to talk about. Mm-hmm. That's what's in it for me. Well, and as a follower and servant of Christ, it's not about what's in it for us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're supposed to be serving. So therefore, yes, he's going to feed us and he's going to bless us. But your presence there may only be part of the equation that it's for you.
Mm-hmm.
The other part may be that God's preparing you for that next encounter with the person he needs you to share the gospel with.
Wow.
Or to elevate themselves because they're somewhere that they need to be.
Right.
You know, in Christ. And so they're coming and they might be hear a testimony or hear something from that one of their speakers say that may have been that thing that they needed to hear in order to take them up to that next step in Christ. Because Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find help in a time of need. See, help and obtaining mercy. This is where you get this when you're around the brethren, you know, and they are feeding into you, and you're feeding into them.
Well, it wasn't in the Old Testament, I believe it was, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but was it three times a year? And I think Jerome shared this with us before, about three times a year when God called the men in, it came together, the body, to just the men, three times a year for a reason, right? And here we as men, to Ken's point, you know, 101 reasons why not to go to the mountaintop. You know, and let's call it what it is. Let's get off the excuse wagon, men. Let's get out here, get off the sidelines, as we always stress. We want you off the sidelines. God needs you off the sidelines, because the difference in someone's eternity in heaven or eternity in hell may be you standing on the sidelines or getting off the sidelines.
Absolutely. And it's like, you know, the sidelines is no place to be when, if we're naming the name of Christ and we're saying that he is our Savior and Lord, then we should be walking in the light. 1 John 1:7, walk in the light as he is in the light, that we may have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what it's about.
Amen.
That's what it's about. You know, we
will
go ahead. I'm sorry.
How do you know so much scripture?
You know, Roy asked me that all the time. And
folks, just to interject before Will finishes his comment, he is not looking at the phone or his Bible. I'm watching his eyes as he's quoting scripture, and it's like he's reading it in his mind. His eyes are going left to right. And
I know he is, man. Yeah. But I already knew the answer.
You did? he's embedded it. So Ken's making the point, folks. You can't quote it if you don't read it, and if you don't learn it, and you don't embrace it. So.
That's part of the biblical manhood, is you actually got to read the word, take it in, and then live it.
Hey, I got a news flash for everybody listening. For everybody that thinks the Bible shouldn't be in school and should not have ever been part of the educational system, it was the textbook in the 1800s.
See?
It was the textbook when students were graduating in the eighth grade, far higher level of intelligence than we're coming out with today.
And you think about Ken, Roy, you think about maybe that's why we have the problems that we have today.
Oh, no. You don't think the absence of God's word and direction in our life has anything to do with all this chaos?
Oh, no, no, not at all. Of course, I'm being facetious here.
But we all are.
But see, that we need something solid to stand on. And I think we've determined that we can't stand on our own merit. We can't stand on our own merit because, by definition of the scriptures, again, and I can't help but quote Isaiah 64:6, that says, we are all as the unclean thing, and all of our righteousness is as filthy rags in his sight. We have nothing righteous to give to God. So if we have nothing righteous to give to God that he will accept, then that means we can only accept the righteousness of what Jesus Christ did on the cross.
Amen.
You know, so
wow.
That yeah, you know, and that's the good news. So here we are, Ken, Roy, we're trying to depend on something that we know is going to fail, which is ourselves.
Well, as you're talking, Will, and I know Ken can speak to this because he and I've had this conversation. Men are listening. I know you're dealing with debt. You're dealing with stress at home. You're dealing with stress in your marriage. You're dealing with temptations of pornography. And as General Boykin mentioned on our show a few weeks back, you're dealing with gaming.
That's right.
Another distraction. So there's a lot coming at you. But the good part is, if you will admit first to yourself that you're not fulfilled and that there's a major void in your life, even if you've made a decision to follow Christ somewhere in your lifetime, if you're in the middle of all this noise, there's no way that you're getting the full blessing of the Lord.
That's right.
Through your life. And you just got to make a decision. Which is it going to be? Is it going to be my heart's going to follow these other things and distractions, or is my heart going to be totally devoted in my life, given up to follow the Lord?
Well, you think about that, Ken.
I think it's good.
You are lost for words.
We left him speechless. And folks,
that never happens with Ken. Yep. I think it's wonderful.
But see, I think all of the men that are listening now, you know, you cannot find the lineup of speakers that we're having for $20.
Oh no.
You
I
know,
agree.
I mean there
This is several hundred dollar kind of weekend.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And
hey,
and,
I will say this, mm-hmm. and you can hold me to it. In the rest of my lifetime, there will not be an event that has live speakers of this quality for this price.
Exactly.
There, in the rest of my lifetime, mm-hmm. I've been to many Promise Keepers events. I've been to many youth conferences and national conventions all over the country and stuff like that. I can tell you right now, with the live speakers, the quality of speakers, the passion of their hearts, and the fact that it's here, it's in our community, it's local, mm-hmm. $20. It will not happen outside this event in our mm-hmm. community.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Amen.
You know, and so you have to ask the question, what's $20 worth to you, man?
And why aren't you here? Come join us.
Absolutely. We are waiting for you. Go to the website, TAWCMM. You can get all the information on the speakers and
purchase your tickets right there.
Purchase them right there, man. We want to see you.
Be there on January 24th Amen. And 25th. Again, Amen. We're coming back for part two. Join us next week for part two of this conversation, what this type of event means to pastors and how it can help their congregation strengthen. So if you're a pastor, come back and join us on week two for this session. Again, thank you so much. And remember what we tell you, folks. If you haven't accepted the Lord, ask him into your heart, turn away from your sin, and repent. Let him know that you're a sinner and ask him to take control of your life.
All right.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.
This is the Truth Network.